Welcome back to the Wakener Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I fucked that up.
Don't even worry about that. Let me see if I can fix this up.
Welcome, everybody, to the best show on earth. That is what's happening in the news today. Not this podcast. Well, the podcast is the best podcast in the history world, but what you are witnessing on television is unlike anything human history has ever seen before. We're at a giant civilization battle, one of the final civilization battles in the history of the world. If you haven't noticed, there's going to be a big, huge war very soon. Trump has put a bunch of B-2 bombers in Diego Garcia. I believe that's the nation the island that's off India. If you're familiar with B-2 bombers, there's more than enough range to get to Iran and then back. Obviously, some tankers that were sent as well. And, you know, we're at a kind of a pinnacle point, I should say. Now, let's go back to Zelensky. Let's go back to China. Let's go back to Russia. Look what President Trump is doing. President Trump is trying to just say, hey, let's start with a fresh slate. Let's just have peace. Wherever the cards are right now, fine. Russia, you can have Crimea. Okay, Ukraine, just stop fighting. Hey, Iran, let's sign a new nuclear deal. This is what he's doing. He's trying to approach everybody in a peaceful manner. But as you know from this podcast, all the parties involved are not interested in peace whatsoever. They're interested in dragging the U.S. into a full-on war. And in that full-on war, the mechanism to destroy and take over the Western world has already been put into place. That is simply, the enemy's not going to show up with a bunch of aircraft carriers. They're not going to put, you know, an aircraft carrier in New York. I think Russia actually has one aircraft carrier. China's not going to come across the Pacific Ocean with an aircraft carrier visibly because nothing is going to happen. It's not going to make sense. They already have embedded their people that they need for this war. These people that are embedded covertly are already preparing, number one, with fake police uniforms, with fake army uniforms. They already have guns and tons of food, and they're ready for something called an EMP pulse to basically destroy the electrical grid, and they're going to pop out and seize control after a few weeks when everything descends into chaos. Now, interestingly enough, as you follow this, I predicted the Israel war would happen, and I predicted it 6 days before it happened. The reason why is because I saw Iran and what it was doing with its space program, and I theorized that Iran launched an EMP weapon into space in the form of a satellite. And then I watched North Korea later launch another satellite into space. So the mechanism of these countries are already put in the atmosphere. They're ready to go. They're just waiting for Russia and China to give the go-ahead. It's a very crazy time to be alive. Now, obviously, if you listen to the last podcast, Iran is in serious trouble right now because Trump has brought these B-2s to Diego Garcia. And these B-2s are specifically armed with what I would call nuclear weapon bunker busters. Now, I think it's unfortunate to say this, but I do think that nuclear weapons are going to be used against Iran in the form of these bunker busters. And the reason why is because Iran's underground system or network is just too far down. These bunker busters that they have from normal JDAMs and other things like that just are not going to be enough. The only method really to do this is to obviously have a nuclear bomb on a bunker buster. So this is something that I think is going to be used. We'll see if I'm right about that. But it's a really interesting time because, as you know, if Iran's nuclear program gets taken out, Iran basically is in a big trouble right now because everyone's going to start asking the question, well, how on earth did you get that satellite into space with this nuclear weapon? How did you have, you know, all this fissile material for so long? And the answer to all of this, ladies and gentlemen, is that Iran has had a covert nuclear program since 1992 when it lost, or it gained, two lost Soviet nuclear bombs when this fake Iron Curtain collapsed. Now, for those of you at home, let's say you're good at some tasks. Let's say you're good at playing the piano. Let's see, how long would it take you to write something? How long would it take you if you were good at piano to write you know, some play or whatever you wanted, some musical? It wouldn't take you very long. You could try to do it. You could probably take you 2 years. How long would it take a scientist who has any kind of training to disassemble two nuclear bombs and then create a plan to therefore enrich all this uranium and put all the things into place? It wouldn't take very long at all. And this is exactly where we are right now. President Trump is trying to come across as the peacemaker. He's approaching Zelensky and trying to Zelensky for peace. He's approaching Putin for peace. He's approaching Iran with a new nuclear deal. Will there be peace? Not lasting, unfortunately, because The enemy we face, ladies and gentlemen, is evil. They believe that Western world is evil. Much like all these communists or leftists in our nation, they believe also we are evil. They believe that we are formed out of greed. They believe that it is their right to destroy our society and to try to teach us better ways because we're immoral. And this is the organic battle that has been happening for quite some time. So we're going to see where this all ends up. My prediction is, as you know, these EMP weapons are in low Earth orbit and they decay from Earth. It's just a matter of time. So really, they're going to be faced to use these weapons or they're going to lose them and lose their ability to put them in space ever again. So we're very close to this turning point. It's no wonder that Trump, you know, was assassinated, or they tried to assassinate Trump. Iran was involved in that. It's no accident. So we really have to kind of focus and see what's going on. I bet by May 1st, when this deal is probably not reached, we're going to see some action. All right, go to theawakener.ca. That's all for